We're starting off a new series today called Great Faith. This is more of like, not really a spin-off, but it's still a part of our desire to actually believe God for great things for this year. And who among you are believing God for great things this year? I mean, come on now. I mean, this is not something that is of wishful thinking. We believe that there are a lot of great things in the Word of God that we could believe Him for. In fact, I would like to encourage you, as this series is going to run over the next 6 weeks, for you not to miss out any part of this. All right? We're very, very excited, and today we're going to take a look at the book of Hebrews. But before I go there, I want us to understand this, that great faith is only possible because we have a great God. Great faith is anchored not on what we can do, but on everything that God has done and God will continue to do. That's why faith could become great, because it's never based on us. It's never based on the person next to you. But we could anchor our faith to the very things that God has done and will continue to do for us. Have you ever been in a place where, minsan alam mo yung pag nagbabasa ka ng Bible, nababasa mo yung great faith ng mga tao doon. Halimbawa, nabasa mo yung story ni Elijah, for example, in 1 Kings. Sorry, that would be in 2 Kings chapter 1. Tapos he would call fire to fall down from heaven. Naalala niyo ba yung kwentong yon? May mga enemies siya. He would call fire down from heaven. And you're so impressed about his faith. And maybe you would say, I wish I could have that kind of faith, di ba? Para pag-exam na, let fire fall down from heaven. Huwag niyong gamitin yon para sa mga ganong pagkakataon, di ba? Galit ako sa kanya, let fire fall down from heaven. I mean, Elijah's faith is so great. And sometimes, when I read stories like that, I would wish, how I wish I could have a faith just like that. Or maybe you would read of our early church fathers. I mean, Francis the Assisian, what he has done. Or maybe the more modern people in history, such as maybe the missionary Hudson Taylor, where he would go to China without any reference of any work of God there. Founded China Inland Mission and stuff like that. Parang, how I wish I could have that kind of faith. Did that ever occur to you? Nangyayari ba yun sa inyo? O hindi? Wala lang, no? Sige lang, kanila lang yan. Diba? No, I hope it does. Because one of the most comforting thing about the Word of God is that it does say that our faith can grow. Meaning to say that that person's faith, the person seated next to you, you don't have to look at your own faith, okay? But that the faith of the person seated next to you can grow. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, it can grow. It can grow. And I hope you desire that. Our faith can grow. And this is what our series is all about. So meaning to say, if you already have so much faith in you, guess what? That could still grow. That could still reach another level of faith. Or maybe you feel like, oh no, my faith is just but small as a mustard seed, where we probably all start. That faith can grow. Okay? So let's go to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. I would like us to look into the scripture. Turn your Bible with me there. And like what I said, all throughout the next 6 weeks, we would be looking at Hebrews. So Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32, it says here, "But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated." Verse 34, "For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession with an abiding one." Verse 35, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward." Verse 36, "For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls." Let's bow and pray. Lord God, thank you for your word for us this morning. Lord, let it be, God, that deep down in our souls, we would say that same thing. That we are not of those who shrink back, God. But Lord, throughout life's challenges, throughout, Lord, the good and the bad, and everything that will be presented, unto us, Lord, this year, that we may move forward in faith, in believing you for the greater things, God, that you have for us. I speak your grace and blessing upon each one of us. Lord, just like what the disciples of old prayed, I pray, God, that you will increase our faith. You will give us that desire, God. You will awaken, Lord, faith in us, knowing, God, that we could fully trust in a God who's all-powerful, in a God who's able and willing to do what you have planned for us. So I speak your grace and blessing upon us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, the book of Hebrews is also called the book of better things. Parang ang ibig sabihin lang nito, I am not sure if you grew up in the 80s na, alam niyo pa ba yung mga VHS players? Naalala niyo pa yon? Or Betamax players? Si Pastor Bob ang nakagsabi sa akin noon. Ganun pala ang panunood ng movies noon. Now, ngayon, sorry, naka-Netflix na. Yung mga ganun. Oh, nga, it's more like better things. Same movie, but better medium. Now, they were trying to compare before about issues of salvation in particular. The book of Hebrews would very much adhere and say, you know, we have a better salvation. You know why? Because the people of old, they would have to completely follow the law. Diba? They would have to completely perfect the law before they could be saved. But now, Christ is the very person who has done that for us. And that's where we could anchor our faith in. That Christ has already done things for us. And that's why we could actually come into a place of believing Him by faith. That the rest of the word, the rest of the promises that He has given us in accordance to Scripture, can truly come to pass. Another thing about Hebrews is that this was written for people who have been there for quite some time. You know, I've been in this believing thing for quite some time now. You know, there are some promises that I might have been believing for the past few years. Maybe for some, it's been 10 years. Maybe for some, it's been 20 years. And nothing seemed to have happened. But then again, the writer of Hebrews, which remains to be unknown according to most scholars, would argue and say, we understand what you're feeling, or I understand what you're feeling. That's what he was trying to write. I understand that there are external pressures happening all around you. During their time, they were referring to the Roman Empire, whose continuous persecution is actually happening. Imagine, have you ever tried thinking, what if Christianity is banned in our country? That if you profess to be a Christian, you could actually be placed in prison. Or if you're found to be discipling someone, or if you're found sharing the gospel to someone, you could actually get in trouble with the law. I mean, I still could not imagine that. I've been into countries that are like that, and I do appreciate Christianity being propagated in those areas. But to say the least, that's the kind of environment they're in. There's an external pressure for them to shrink back in their faith. Iwan mo na yung faith mo. Hindi naman worth it yan. Diba? The government says you should not be having that kind of faith. The government says only the only God worthy of being worshipped here is none other than the Roman Emperor and none other than that person. There are external pressures happening all around them. Not just that, but there's also a what we call a communal challenge, if I may use those words. Communal challenge. What does this mean? Meaning to say, nung panahon kasi na yon, some people are starting to shrink back. And some people are trying to go back to Judaism, which is salvation based on fulfilling the law. Ibig sabihin nito, you have to have a list of the law, and then you have to complete it all for you to actually be saved. So some people are trying to abandon their faith in Christ, and they're saying, okay, since wala namang nangyayari dito, ang isa sa mga pinaka-aantay naming promise galing kay Jesus is kailan ba siya babalik? Pero since ang tagal-tagal naman niyang bumalik, nakaka 50 years na kami ng pag-aantay, hindi pa rin siya bumabalik, then therefore, salvation might be really according to the law. So they're starting to go back there. Now try to imagine, what if within your family circle, within your friendship, that kind of faction is happening? Diba? Parang yung isa gusto niya, no, let's stay in the faith, pero yung isa sa mga pinaka-best friend mo, sasabihin sa'yo, and then I need to go back to Judaism. Try to imagine, it's the same community of people, addressed to the Jews. They're actually, we're talking about Hebrew believers, the Jewish believers during that time. But there's an internal struggle. I want to continue on with my faith. Pero yung mahal ko sa buhay, ayaw na. Paano yun? Paano yun? Diba? Parang gusto ko pang magtuloy sa faith ko. Pero siya ayaw na. Sinong pipiliin ko? Diba? Ang mahal mo, ang mahal ako, or ganun ba? Or sino ba doon? Parang I mean, there's an internal struggle right there. There's going to be a communal challenge there. We belong to the same community, and yet there's this thing that's happening. It's very difficult. Plus, to add to that, of course, there are going to be internal struggles. Internal struggles. The book of Hebrews was written around 64 AD, which means to say they've been doing this for quite some time now. Waiting for Jesus to return, waiting for the fulfillment of His promises, waiting for His so-called kingdom to come, waiting for the Roman Empire to be overthrown by His physical kingdom. They've been waiting for promises such as that. So it's been there. I've been there for a while. And as I realize this, I think maybe for some of us, you've been here for quite some time. You've been here for a while. This believing thing, this faith thing. Some of you, you've been here fasting for quite some time now. I mean, who among you honestly have joined us in our prayer and fasting? Maybe for the last 5 years? The last 5 years? Okay, there you go. That's great. I mean, I've been fasting since we have introduced fasting in our movement. I will tell you this. There was even a day that we had to fast 8 days. So you're lucky now. I mean, not lucky. Blessed. It's only 5 days. So we had to split the other three to mid-year. Okay, but something like that. I mean, I've been in this. And to be honest with you, I could recall some prayer requests that I've listed as far back as 10 years ago that I would still kind of like carry on up to this time. Why does that happen? I don't know. But the writer of Hebrews says, you need to press on. You know, you've been here for quite some time. You've been praying for that thing for quite some time. It's been this thing. It's been that thing. I've known this. I've done that. Guess what? You are in the right place because there is growth for your faith, according to the writer of Hebrews. Of course, the normal question would be, is it now time to shrink back then? You know, kaya nga dalawa tatlong beses binanggit doon, do not shrink back. Should you shrink back? No. The answer is no. The answer is you should not shrink back. Tell the person next to you, you should not shrink back. You should not shrink back. You know why? Because great faith is actually tested faith. Great faith is tested faith. There's no such thing as great faith apart from it being tested. So the testing of your faith, the testing of our trust in Jesus Christ, in the Word of God, in the promises stated in the Scripture, it is going to be tested so that it would prove itself and bring so much character in us that the ultimate reward of that test would be first and foremost our trust in Jesus Christ. It will be tested. Guess what? Our faith can grow, but it does not grow apart from testing. Isn't that interesting? We all wanted our faith to grow, but deep inside my heart, pwede bang Lord mag-grow na pero wala nang testing? Diba? Parang hindi ka mag-move on to the next level. Like if you are studying, obviously after your quarter exam, final exam, thesis defense, right, Pastor Ian? You would only move on to the next level of, you know, academic qualification or structure after you have finished the test. One of the more famous evangelists in the early 1900s, Smith Wigglesworth, actually said this, great faith is a product of great fights. Great testimonies are the outcome of great tests. Now, we all wanted great faith. How much do we want great fights? We all wanted great testimonies, stories that would baffle people and say, wow, ikaw na, lodi ka, parang ganun. We all wanted that, but how much do we want great tests? It's all but a part of it. Interestingly, so Smith Wigglesworth is actually a plumber by profession. And I would say he had a very successful healing ministry. He's very Pentecostal in nature. I would say that in some of his ways is a bit different. But according to legend, legend, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he was able to raise 20 people back to life. Okay? 20 dead people back to life. I mean, you could read through his account. He has written a lot of stories are written about him. I mean, I love those kind of great faith, right? In fact, at some point, according to the excerpt about his life that I've read, there was a point in his household that only the Bible could be read. They're not going to subscribe to newspapers or anything else. Only the Bible will be read because they wanted to believe God for the promises that he had, and by faith, they could anchor their lives according to the Word of God. And that's the reason why that's what we believe. That's why we encourage you to read the scripture. It's not for our own benefit, but for you, so that we could align our lives to the plan and the will of Jesus for us, diba? So imagine such great faith, but it doesn't happen apart from great trials and great testing. Now, verse 10 says this. Now, when you go through testing, though, what should we do when we go through testing? Because it's only a matter of when. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. So when you go through that, di ba? Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha bang may testing na? Wala pa, di ba? Pag tinignan mo siya, baka sabihin niya, ikaw ang test ko. You're my hardest test. Ganun. Sana hindi. Which means to say, it's just a matter of when. We are all going to go through this testing. And in as much as I pray, as your pastor, that you would have great faith, I could not exempt you from the tests. Okay, meaning to say, the moment I pray for us that God will grow our faith, that Jesus will grow our faith, that the Holy Spirit would infuse us with greater faith, part of that prayer is that we would all go through tests. But part of our prayer also is that we would begin to see that even within the testing period, God is with us. He is with you. And that's the greatest assurance there. That's the reason why in verse 32 it says here, but recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings. Meaning to say, what do? When you are in a period of being tested, first thing is this, you remember your testimony. It says, recall the former days after you were enlightened. That enlightened, meaning to say, was when your eyes were opened to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was the time when you no longer do your salvation on the basis of the law, by fulfilling the law. It's now based on what Jesus has done for you. So your eyes were enlightened back then. And being able to remember that moment is such a great moment. You know why? Because if God can save you, if God can save you, that's the greatest miracle of all. Then He can definitely come for your situation. He could definitely rescue you from your challenges. Look at the person next to you. Si Nave ba yan ni Lord? Di ba? Naniniwala ka ba? Di ba? Kung ginawa ni Lord yon sa kanya, kung kayang gawin yun ni Lord sa kanya, man, what else could Jesus not do for you? What else could God not do for you? Remember how He has saved you. Do you still remember the time when you have encountered Jesus? For some of you, it was a moment in time. For some of you, it was a progression of things you never really realized until you figured out, oh, I am now a believer. But remember those moments. Remember when you or us in our deepest need for security and significance and assurance, God came for us. And sometimes when you remember those things, you would know, God, faithful ka nga. Iniligtas mo ako eh. You saved me. Okay? You saved me. And therefore, in times of challenges, if you have rescued me in the past, you can rescue me again. You know, if you moved heaven and earth, which is exactly what happened, to save me, to get to me, I know that you could do everything else to take care of my situation at this point. Okay, now some of the situations we're in could be self-induced. Tayo yung may kasalanan ng ginawa natin. But even so, and so is our salvation. Ganun din naman eh. God came to our rescue. Remember your testimony. Interestingly, in Revelations, it does say there that we defeat the enemy by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of our testimony. Your story on how God saved you is very powerful. It's very powerful. Di ba? Hindi man siya kasing pang maalaala mo kaya na picture, di ba? Or movie. But it's very powerful because you would remember the time when God saved you. Verse 35 says this also. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. Tell the person next to you, don't throw away your confidence, okay? Don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw away your confidence. This is pertaining to their confidence in holding on to the promises of God. During their time, what was happening was that there were people who would occupy them, particularly the Roman government would get their properties, and they would be so surprised. You know why? Because some believers would just willingly give them and say, "Ah, okay, is that what you wanted? Okay, we'll just give it to you without a fight sometimes." Because they are assured that there are better things to come. That their citizenship is not there, but their ultimate citizenship is in heaven. They're so assured of that. And some of the occupants during their time would be so surprised. Paano nyo pwedeng gawin yan? It's because their confidence is not on the things of this earth. It's on the things that are above. It's on the faith. And that's the reason why one of the greatest rewards of faith is what? Is faith in itself as well. Yeah. Diba? Faith and trusting in God even more. Diba? It's not when you are in faith, when you're fasting, and then finally, oh, I fasted for this, and now I got it, and you don't need anything. I mean, you don't have to have faith for that anymore because you already have it. But guess what? You will have greater faith for other things. That's why it's a ripple effect. The reward of that faith would be faith in itself that is anchored on the finished work of Jesus on the cross. I've believed for this. It's by God's grace that it was fulfilled, and therefore I could believe God for the next one in accordance to His word. So remember, you have a reward, okay? Tell the person next to you have a reward. For you have need of endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Of course, for some of us, we're thinking, ay, ito na yun, Lord. Pinakaaantay ko, promise. Check ko na yan. Di ba? Parang ganun. Nasa listahan na ito, 5 years ago. Finally, I could check this. Of course, I could not limit God as to what He can do into your lives. But sometimes, some of the rewards we're talking about here is not just the reward as it pertains to a material thing. Kaya nga yung premise nung verse na to na binasa natin kanina did not talk about material things. They easily gave up their material stuff. They said, oh, kunin nyo na. Okay lang ako. I'm really confident that my God will take care of me. They were like that. You know why? Because again, some of the rewards we're talking about here is what? Patience sometimes, di ba? Perseverance, character development. That's even a greater reward. Diba? More than getting an iPhone 25, more than getting all of these things you are praying for, that's an even greater reward. That character is being built, that I am loving God even more, that in the end, God, regardless of the situation, regardless of my current challenges, I will continue on following you. That is the reward of faith. Alam mo yon, kahit na anong gawin sa iyo, 'di ba? Wag kang mag-Christian, but don't follow Jesus and all of those stuff. You will still follow Jesus. Why? Because that's the reward of faith. There's perseverance. Kahit anong sabihin niya, 'di ba? Ako o si Jesus. May mga kilala ko pinapapili pa ng ganun. You know, I'll have a tip for you, okay? If the relationship you're in or you will make you choose between himself or herself and God, leave that person behind. I'll tell you that, leave that person behind. He or she is not a worthy choice. I mean, para sabihin mo na ako o si Lord, wow, sino ka ba, di ba? Panlakas mo, ha? Yeah. Iwanan mo. Iwanan mo talaga. You can quote me on that. Sabi mo sa kanya, sabi ng pastor ko, iwanan daw kita. Sige, iwanan mo talaga. Believe me, you're not gonna regret that. choose between me and ano? Wow, lakas mo pare. Really? If you're gonna hold me back from my faith, man, it's not gonna be good. It's not gonna be good, okay? Now, of course, if you're married, let's talk about that, all right? That's a different thing though, but let's talk about it. There's always a place for us to come together. But remember your reward. It's not just about the material things we could get. It's more about the spiritual stuff, the richness of the word. All of a sudden, the word is illuminated. All of a sudden, you have an extra perseverance, an extra grace to do and accomplish what God has called us to do. Verse 37 says this. Verse 37, "For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay." This is the promise also coming from God. This is a promise coming from God in verse 37. "For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay." Another thing we ought to remember is this. Remember your Savior, of course. Remember your Savior. Remember Jesus Christ and what He has done for you. Remember His not only suffering on the cross, but also His victory from death and sin. Try to remember that, okay? That even Jesus Himself was not spared from suffering. If there's a person in the world who has ever existed to become a part of the human race who deserves to be exempted, that's Him. He deserves to be exempted, but He didn't exempt Himself. Why? Because He knows that this is a part of the process that we might all have to go through so that our faith in Him would increase and we would depend on Him a lot more. So remember your Savior, Jesus Christ. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, remember your Savior. We ought to remember our Savior. Remember this, that great faith is faith in God, faith in our great God. Okay? Remember that great faith is not possible on our own. It's only possible because we do have a great God. Now, you know, talking about great faith, I was talking to one of our leadership group leader earlier, and of course, with their permission, I would like to share their story. One of our victory group leaders, not sure if you're familiar with him, his name is Marlon. He's the one doing a thumbs up to your right. He grew up in a very difficult environment. There were some relational dysfunction early on in his childhood that has happened, which made it very difficult for him. And on top of that, his leader was telling me that about 2 years ago, he got diagnosed with a life-threatening illness that is still being treated up to this point. And of course, it has caused the weakening of his body. It has caused some of the resolve in his heart to actually be tempted to just shrink back in his faith. But you know what happened to him? He continued on and he continued to be a blessing to so many people. If you were here, I think that was last Christmas, he was one of the guys dancing around here. Okay, he continued to be a volunteer. He actually just finished his master's degree so that he could be a blessing to his family. He continued to bless his family. Not just that, he continued to make disciples. He's a victory group leader. And he just recently raised victory group leaders. And not just that, he's volunteering in the ministry and also helping poor kids in their community. Now try to imagine that. I mean, why would someone do something like that? You know, if I'm having such a setback like this, I would just probably wait for the time na, Lord, sige na, kunin mo na ako. Or maybe, Lord, sige na. In fact, I am believing God by faith that at some point, as he gets his treatment this coming, before the end of this month, is that he would be free from the illness that he's suffering from. But you see, despite the setbacks, he's moving forward. Despite the setbacks, he's being in faith. Despite the setback, in fact, if you face him, if you meet him, it doesn't feel like he's suffering from anything. He's just one of those normal guys who would smile around, and you know the guy is a leader. You know that this guy is a follower of Jesus Christ. And I would like to encourage us with his story, because for some of us, that's where we're at. Maybe it's not a physical setback. Maybe for some of us, it's a sin that's been there for quite some time. Maybe for us, it's something else. But as we all go through this testing in this period, in this trial, my hope and my prayer is that we would continue to move forward, believing that God is going to be with us all throughout this journey that would cause us and our faith to grow. The final response here of the writer of Hebrews in chapter 10, verse 38, "But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls." Three responses as a result of that. As we go out there and continue to hold on to the promises of God, continually be in faith, my hope is this, is that you will live by faith. You will live by faith. Declare that to the person next to you. You will live by faith. Sabi mo sa kanya, you will live by faith, okay? Living by faith is, Lord, I cannot see a way ahead, the way ahead, but I know you have a way for me. Hindi ko makita. I could not see it for now, but I know there's something out there for me. Okay? I know you have a path for me. Martin Luther King would even say that you don't have to see the entire staircase. You just have to see where the next step is leading you. Just go ahead and do that. And my prayer also is this. As a result of that, as we remember our testimony, we remember, you know, the works of Jesus Christ in us, the salvation that He has granted us, is that we would not be of those who would shrink back. Now, what's interesting here is that if you would read through the verse, not of those who shrink back, but if you shrink back, I would say that's the more convenient choice. But what happens to you if you shrink back and are destroyed? In the Message version or in the NLT version, it says there, we are not of those who would abandon the faith and go to self-destruction. Guess what happens when we abandon faith? Guess what happens when we let go? In fact, it appears like only for a moment that that's the more convenient choice, but in the end, that leads to self-destruction. So my hope and my prayer is that you would not be of those who would shrink back, okay? Tell the person next to you again, don't shrink back. Don't shrink back, all right? And also, the last part here says, those who would have faith and preserve. Those who would have faith and preserve the soul, their soul. That is the final output of that. And again, remember this, okay? That great faith is actually tested faith. And my prayer is this, that the testing of your faith will produce character. And that character would continually hold on by faith to the promises of God in your lives, okay? My prayer is that we would all experience how it is to have great faith this 2019.